Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who's this?
The Killers.
Yeah, it's got a Loverboy feel to it.
Of Don Murray's favorite band.
Yes.
My God.
Banana Time. Okay, it's...
It's gonna be a marathon.
Oh, yeah. No. It's this...
All I have to say is... It's banana time.
So we're going to play Pyramid, and there's only four of us, so there's only two teams.
So we're each playing six rounds.
So it's just back and forth.
Golly,
I told him earlier, I'm like, you realize we're each going to play six games, and he was like, let's do it.
Suck it up.
I'm ready.
So I just picked out of a hat, and Tony is my partner, and so we can pretty much...
And I just picked Rachel.
Which means...
We know what's going to happen now.
Which means we'll either... win and really celebrate it, or we'll lose and be real sore.
Oh, it'll ruin Disney World for you.
It will.
You'll be like in the Magic Kingdom, and Christine will say, "What's wrong?" You're like, "Oh,
yes,
freaking lost a wig." And
just something that happened on Friday.
Yeah.
All right. These are
hardest
mostly
category ever.
Sesame Street themed.
What?
Well, look at this.
They are Kermit, Cookie Monster, Big Bird, Snuffleupagus, Oscar the Grouch, Elmo. They are.
So we have no idea what they mean.
Count Von Count.
Sorry, I'm trying to get Andrew pulled up in here. I forgot he's not preset.
Here, I'll read the official
out.
Ones while
Thank you
are dealing with technical issues. So, like, yeah, here they are. Category 1, Cookie Monster. 2, Kermit the Frog. Big Bird. Snuffleupagus. Oscar the Grouch. Grover. Elmo. Count Von Count.
And then they switch.
Then it changes with number 9, What You Gonna Do? Number 10, Adamant's Animated Acquaintances. Number 11 is Jimmy Khaki Pants Columbo. And number 12, Long Time Galaxy, etc.
I have an idea. Since this is a marathon, what if we eliminated the first 8 categories first and then 9 through 12 are the finals?
Okay.
Just in case we get there and we're so sick of Pyramid and we don't want to play anymore.
So it's Sesame Street categories first.
I have another idea.
Unless you guys are totally opposed.
No, I like it. What if we have to go in order?
Whoa. Okay.
Like there's just no picking.
Let's freaking do it.
Let's do this.
So where are the odds? They're the evens? 1, 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so okay. Yeah, you guys start then.
Wait, we don't have to go first. I was just...
I think you picked it. Right.
Also, I can kind of explain. So those were listener Tony emailed in a bunch of categories.
Oh, they're the categories that I emailed. We're going to win.
We're going to kill these guys.
And all of his names were Sesame Street themed. And then the last four, some of them are from Sarah, some of them are from me. Mixing up a little bit. Also, right. The mouse thing, like this computer isn't working. Can you run the timer?
Sure.
It's just called Pyramid Timer in the system.
I got it right here, brother.
Awesome.
You are seeing it happen. You're seeing inside baseball.
Mm-hmm.
This is like listening in on a space shuttle launch.
Can you hit the hotkey in there? It's labeled Pyramid Timer.
Okay. So number 1, Cookie Monster for me and Tones.
Oh, did we put the hard ending on it?
No.
Whoever had that idea was brilliant.
It was
really
Jimmy Griffin.
Yeah, it was a great idea that I don't think I've
Someday we will take his advice.
That's okay.
Jimmy Griffin has to do it.
If you're so friggin' smart, Griffin.
Play it on your guitar.
Can you
I
tell
love
us?
You, Jimmy. I don't know why I was so mean about that.
Can you tell us what it is?
Oh, God, right, yeah. It's monsters that aren't real.
Cookie Monster is monsters that are not real, as opposed to real monsters.
As opposed to all of the other categories, which could also be that category.
Kermit the Frog will be...
Frogs that aren't real.
That aren't real.
Monsters that aren't real.
That aren't real.
As opposed to real monsters.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Yep.
Godzilla.
Just had a movie about it. He's like a dinosaur and he shoots rays
Godzilla.
Out
Godzilla.
Bigfoot.
I love him. Sasquatch.
Bigfoot.
King Kong.
He is a gigantic gorilla. Lives on an island.
Oh,
Skull
Young,
Island.
Joe Young?
Nope.
Joe,
the famous one. He went to Hong Kong and played
King Kong.
No, you said Kong. Loch Ness.
Oh.
In Scotland, in the lake.
Oh, Loch Ness.
Dragons.
The Luck.
The Luck
yes, yes,
Dragons?
Yes, yes, yes.
You said it. Monsters that weren't real.
We done?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Wait, you're not giving me King Kong because I said Hong Kong?
Yeah, you said Kong.
Hey, don't get smartass with me.
Dude, we're all on thin ice. I would just give him a wide
that
berth.
That's my fault. I don't know why I went for.
I mean, we can give him.
Kong's,
give it to you.
No, right. I think you were right.
Not
the first
as well.
Time.
You know what I was thinking?
What did you? Young,
I was literally
Joe
the
Young?
Word.
I was
Joe
thinking
Young.
That we had already done King Kong. For some reason, King Kong was eliminated from my brain. I thought
because of Godzilla.
It must have been Bigfoot.
And Bigfoot.
I think Bigfoot. Like I thought it was going to be something else. Yeah.
Ryan, would you like to give or receive?
I will receive.
Okay. So we're obviously going to
I still don't see why I wouldn't give it just because half the clue is in my clue.
We're obviously going with category number two, Kermit
make that argument.
The Frog.
Melvin Kong.
It's not Rocktoberfest.
Not Prince Kong. Okay, so category two is Kermit the Frog. This is, I don't really get this one. Things you put in a blender.
Things you put in a blender.
I don't get why you put Kermit in a blender, but there we go.
Turn down your headphones.
Okay. All right, and we're ready. I'm hitting the timer now.
Ooh. Ice cubes.
This is the thing. They're in a tray. You put it in the freezer. You put water in. But what is the shape of that is a...
Ice cube?
Yes.
Milk.
You drink it all the time. You keep it in your mini
milk.
Fridge. Yes.
Pineapple.
It's not orange juice. It's not mango juice. It's... What am I trying to do? Pass.
Orange juice.
The thing I just said...
Apple juice, mango juice, orange juice.
Yes.
Ice cream.
It's made with milk and dairy, and you freeze it. And
ice cream.
Yes.
Rum.
Time's up.
We did better than I thought we would. The one that I couldn't think of a way to say the clue was pineapple.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could have said not shine apple.
I could have. If I were smart, I would have done that. So it was.
Can
so
you
we
say
four?
Juice when you're trying to get somebody to say orange juice?
She didn't say juice. She said the thing I said before.
Thank you, Tony.
Oh.
Wait, what?
What is right?
She said orange juice for pineapple, and then when he didn't get pineapple, we passed to orange juice,
and then
and
I
she
said, the,
said
thing I just
the
said.
Thing I just said. So that's fair. Otherwise, no, she could not say juice.
I guess we're going to be like that, though. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you called me out on Hong Kong.
We didn't call you out. He made a call, and then we said, seems fair.
I didn't say you couldn't. I just asked.
All right, that's fine.
I asked for clarification.
And yes, that is
and
how
I, you know
be.
What? I received clarification.
So,
so I know
can,
what's
can,
going on.
I
you
Big
can
Bird.
Give answers.
Is it 4-4?
four
yeah, it's 4-4, yes.
All right.
Wait a minute. Didn't we get
we
all but
five.
One? Yeah, we got
I thought
all
we got
one.
Five.
No,
I
you
we
didn't,
only missed
the last one. You didn't get to the last one, which was Momo.
Or King Kong.
I got it.
This is so weird because I have my headphones off right now.
Oh, you couldn't hear.
And I can just barely hear you talking, but I'm mad about it.
The last thing.
You shouldn't be able to hear him at all.
We didn't get to the last clue, which was Momo. That's why we didn't. I thought we got 5 out of 6, but we didn't.
You shouldn't be able to hear him talking at all because that means you can hear the clues.
No, I'm hearing you guys.
Okay.
And it's making me angry.
All right. So this is category number 3, Big Bird.
Big Bird, this is things you barbecue.
This is things you barbecue.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. Big Bird.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Ribs.
Right here.
Ribs.
Chicken.
The most famous thing you barbecue.
Chicken.
Yeah.
Pork.
Made from a pig.
Pork shoulder.
Hamburger.
Yeah. Enough. Yep.
Yeah.
You got
that
it.
Works.
Pork. Yep.
Hamburgers.
Put them on a bun. Eat it. flip the
hamburger.
Yeah.
Hot dog.
Long tube.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
Ear of corn.
We done.
Yeah. Corn.
But on bun.
Yeah.
That's the only one we missed.
You know, they throw that on the grill.
Tony's boomhauer all of a sudden.
What did I say?
He said, put it on a bun. And
no, I said, put it on the bun. Yeah.
Eat it.
It's all peanut to my me.
Put it on a bun.
Hey, corn. You just pick that up and you just dip.
Yeah,
so like that, right?
The last one was corn.
Okay, I thought it was a wiener.
Yeah.
So did they get 5?
They did get 5.
Okay. So we are going with category number four, Snuffleupagus.
Snuffleupagus. This
All right.
is. I don't know why that. I don't know why that category beguiled me so much.
Not
when
hard.
Said,
really?
When
easy.
You said, "Is put it on a bun," I felt stupid because I'm like, he's so confident, but I mean, it could be anything. You put it on a bun. Okay. Come on.
Throw it on there.
You don't think
it.
Hamburger's the first thing you think of when buns? I don't know. We got it. That's all that matters.
Snuffleupagus, this is things that do not fly.
Things that do not fly, Rachel.
Okay. Let me know when to hit the timer.
I'm ready.
Ready.
Go ahead.
Pigs.
Pork.
Pigs.
Rock.
Say that again.
Rock.
Paper, scissors.
Oh, rock.
Fish.
Swims in the ocean.
A shark, a fish.
Yep.
Horses.
Runs out on the prairie. It's a mare.
A mare. A horse?
Yes.
Elephant.
Has a long trunk.
Elephant.
Yep.
Peacocks.
NBC's logo is
the peacock.
Okay.
Bam!
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
NBC's logo. Not bad. Wouldn't have thought of that.
Thank you.
Ooh, we had time to spare.
Yeah, we could have done a couple more there.
Put it on a bun.
Hey, man, we got 5 out of 6.
No, let's not turn against each other.
Yeah, no kidding. And I admitted that I was slow. I know my mistakes.
About Disney World. He's I know like, my mistakes. Why do I have to do this right. stupid category?
Oscar the Grouch.
I'm barely here.
That's okay.
Barely.
Oscar the Grouch, this is things you find in a trash can.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Oop.
Sorry.
Things,
I heard sorry. Things you have to
yeah, that's okay.
Things you find in a trash can.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Paper.
This.
Paper.
Tin can.
What goats can't eat.
Cans.
What kind?
Tin.
Plastic.
What this is made out of.
Plastic.
Glass.
What this is made out of.
Cloth?
No.
Oh, glass.
Bones.
What you have inside your body. They're white.
Bones.
Vegetables.
Not meat, but... The thing that most people don't like to eat them, broccoli is one of them.
Vegetables.
Okay.
Bam.
Yeah. Wow.
There we go.
Thought you guys would hate that.
Put it on a bun, baby. What?
What was the what, things you find in the trash?
Yeah.
Bones?
Bones.
I didn't write these. Okay. Human bones. I didn't write
what
these.
You find in Taliban's trash.
Skulls all over the place.
If you take a knife to a woman's head and you scrape real hard.
I totally forgot what the category was because it was all over the place. I was like, I'm just going to focus on the clues.
Things
None of this is making any
trash.
Sense anymore.
I was like, Boobs? They're either going to love this one or they're going to hate it. And they're going to get so mad.
That's another one that anything could be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he smacks the window shade and says, what this is made out of.
This,
and I'm
this
like,
is made out of.
I don't know what that is. Is it vinyl?
It's like, no, what's
That's
fine.
Really funny because the shades
the
pulled
shade.
Down.
Things in the trash. I don't know, vinyl like, siding?
I was like, what is that? Is
it vinyl, Tony, vinyl! Come on.
Hello.
Trash can.
To get
you know,
to
it's
say
things
here.
In a trash can. Neosprene or whatever they call
that's
it.
That's hilarious.
Neosprene.
We're going to go with category number 6, Grover.
Everyone's
Grover.
Saying things weird today.
Grover.
Yeah. Neosprene.
What am I doing?
No,
I doing?
Grover. This is things that are too loud.
Okay. Ryan, you want to take off your headphones?
Oh, sure.
This is my friend Neosprene.
Things that are too loud. Are you ready, Andrew?
I'm ready.
Let me get myself in the zone. Okay.
Airplane.
They fly overhead. Lambert International.
Airplanes.
Yes.
Train.
Dave's obsessed with them. Mighty. They go down a track.
Trains.
Yes.
Garbage disposal.
Whenever you want to throw something in the trash, but you actually throw it in the sink, you turn on the little
garbage
switch.
Garbage disposal?
Yes.
Jackhammer.
They use it in construction. It goes like this. It's
Jackhammer.
Loud. Yes.
Chainsaw.
There's a massacre in Texas, and it was committed.
Chainsaw.
With, yes.
Led Zeppelin.
It's a band. It's not a blimp, but it's a...
Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Nice.
They came
good.
To play.
Yeah,
nice
you guys, that was
clues.
Really good.
I got myself in the zone.
I also missed the category entirely, so I was just using what you said.
What was the category?
Things that are too loud.
Okay. These are broad, okay. But
broad.
I gotta respect
Led Zeppelin,
it.
Were you doing that as like the machine, a Zeppelin, or the band Led Zeppelin
the band,
is too
like
loud?
Led Zeppelin, yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a break.
Category submitted by my mom. Welcome back, guys. DGS 525. Happy Friday. Thanks again to everyone who came out to Cyberg's last night. Thanks to Brown Sugar Bourbon. People were digging the bourbon. So here's what they had. They had drink tickets. We could go to the bar and get a free cocktail made with Brown Sugar Bourbon. Then they just had shots, and they just kept putting them out there.
Oh, like no ticket, no nothing, just
no,
shots.
No, just take a shot.
Wow, cool.
And people were. It
That's
was,
awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
A lot of fun. I had a weird experience.
Oh, go ahead.
Went in the bathroom, and there was a dude going number two, taking a Barney out of Fife.
Yeah.
And it smelled so bad.
Yeah.
And I was judging him so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
can't help it.
You can't help it. And like, I'm glad I smell like roses. Like every time I go, people run in there because it's, so they, yeah. Hey, someone just put some posies in the bathroom.
Smell like roses.
It's just so stupid.
That's funny.
I walked in. I'm just like, oh, God.
How could you do this to me?
What an animal.
Yeah. You're messing up my day right now.
I'm sorry, Kevin Colleen. I shouldn't.
Did you wash your hands like for a that? Long time waiting to see who came out?
There are people who really
this
do
is
that.
Somebody from KMOX.
Should have went in there and just been like, oh, God.
I'm reporting this to Becky.
God.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What did you eat?
You open
Fred
the door
Bottomer?
And just scream out the don't anybody come in here. Somebody decided to stink the place up.
Right, from now on, their name is Poopy Butt.
Yeah.
There's poop coming out of this man's bottom. And it smells like poop. There's no mistaking what's coming out of his butthole.
Becky, yep. We really need to talk
about
something.
He's for sure dropping a deuce.
No doubt what he's doing in there. And it's gross.
In the toilet.
It's gross.
And it stinks.
Becky, you're not going to believe what I just saw.
I know he was up
somebody's
for a promotion, but no.
In the bathroom.
Not this guy.
Becky, what's that guy's name that runs digital? Yeah. Well, I hate to be a tattletale, but he poops.
And it smells.
And he poops in a stall in the bathroom, and his poop drops in the water.
Yep. And it smells.
And I think you should fire Eric Sykes.
Smells like. Smells like.
It smells poop. Like Church's chicken.
His poop smells like poop.
From now on, his name is Church's or chicken.
Feels like an insult to Church's chicken, which I will not stand for.
I was fully on board until it was, we had to change his name.
Yeah.
For some reason, to Church's chicken.
Why did they call him Church's chicken? Because one time he pooped.
And it smelled so much like a chicken thigh.
Actually,
it had been deep fried.
Yeah, that's preferable to anything else.
I don't know. We've all had that experience.
Have we?
Which experience?
Where you walk in and it smells like a food.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Twitter. Everyone has had that experience. You walk in.
I agree.
You walk in and you go, chili.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
And this happened to be Church's chicken.
My name's not Paul, it's Steve. No, it's Paul now. Paul the pooper. That's what your name is now.
We like alliteration.
Because you pooped.
You're Mrs. Paul's.
And I smelled it. Because
you let fish sticks out of your butt.
And I smelled it.
This is so stupid.
But just get some tartar sauce to make me a sandwich.
And it ruined my minute. It ruined a part of a day.
Why don't you marry the Gorton's fisherman? Because there's so much fish in your butt.
Now on, why don't you go do that in somewhere you're supposed to?
Andrew is just checked out. He was laughing at first, and now he's just.
I was hanging.
Staring into the distance.
It was probably him.
Yeah, it probably was. He's awfully quiet back there.
Yeah, gotta laugh along.
Don't let it come around to me.
We've all been there.
Don't let it come around to me.
All right, Ken.
Here we go.
Elmo.
What's the
I'm giving to you.
What's score?
Score
we're down by a point. We're
halfway.
Losing by a point.
Oh, well, okay.
I was going Elmo in there.
You just know everything about everything.
We're losing by a point, okay. And I'm giving to you.
All right.
Am I right about that?
You are right about that,
thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Elmo, this is another broad one. This is things you shouldn't put in the microwave.
This is.
Wow.
He said, it's another broad one.
Okay.
Things you shouldn't?
Shouldn't.
Should not.
Should be, again.
It could be literally anything on the planet, right? You know that, right?
It could.
Should not what?
Things you shouldn't put in the microwave.
But I will
like
say,
your baby, your shoe.
Well, yes. So I will say,
an iPod,
it is a more, cat.
It is more conventionally thought of things that you shouldn't put in the microwave.
Things you shouldn't put in the microwave. So basically, I'll just describe something.
Okay.
Yeah.
King Kong.
Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Mouse.
Cats chase a
mouse.
Styrofoam.
The favorite time, what you put soda in at the gas station, a type of cup. It's not
styrofoam
plastic.
Cup?
It's yep.
Aluminum foil.
It'll make a lot of sparks if you wrap if food's wrapped in it a lot.
Reynolds wrap.
Aluminum
foil.
Yes.
Spoon.
Not a fork, but a
spoon.
Yeah.
Plastic bags.
Spoon. Yes. What?
Plastic bags.
Not paper, but
plastic.
Mm. And you put stuff in it. Plastic.
Paper, plastic bowl. Plastic.
Bag. Plastic.
Plastic bag.
Oh.
Spoon.
Plastic.
Spoon.
Not a fork.
A spoon.
Spoon.
It's not a fork. It's a poon.
That was your most confident pyramid answer ever. Poon.
I paused a minute because Andrew went, like it wasn't positive. It was gonna get,
you didn't say spoon.
Spoon.
Poon.
Not a fork. It's a poon. Can we get five at least?
No, you get four. The last one was chili peppers.
You can take the boy out of South Rex Santa.
All right, I'm gonna remove my headphones.
Boom.
We're done. We're fully
yeah, these guys are playing too well.
Yeah, we're buried.
Ooh. Put that sucker on a bun. You just take a big old bite of it.
I like to put it on a bun and eat it with a poon.
Yeah. I maintain you also said plastic.
Well, they didn't get that one because he didn't say bag.
Plastic. Yeah, he never said bag.
Yeah,
we put didn't your groceries
get it.
In
we never
plastic
got it.
Bowl.
Plastic bowl.
Oh, did you say groceries?
Yeah. I said, not paper, but, and you said plastic, and I said, you put your groceries in there. And
bowl.
And then you said something else before.
Just walk around, snooks with a big plastic.
You said like plastic something else, and then
yes, could you help me? I'm looking for something to eat with the poon. I'd like to fill my plastic bowl with it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
All right. Yep. Is it Count Von
yes,
Count?
Yes, Count Von Count. This is people known to wear capes.
People known to wear capes.
Great.
Well, it's going to be all easy ones.
I sure hope so.
All right, ready?
Let me know when.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Evel Knievel.
He rode the motorcycle. nope, skip.
Yeah, Batman.
I don't know.
And Robin.
Batman.
Dracula.
Vampire. Famous vampire.
Dracula?
Yes.
Superman.
He is from Kryptonite.
Oh, Superman. Was the first one Ghost Rider?
Nope.
No. Okay. Sherlock Holmes.
My Elementary, My Dear Watson.
Oh, Sherlock Holmes.
Wonder Woman.
new movie, female superhero.
Time's
Wonder
up.
Woman.
Yeah.
Time's up.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
It was trails
just,
long.
It was the trails long, it but it was just yet. Ended.
Ooh, it had, she said it hadn't ended yet.
What was the first one?
The first one was Evel Knievel.
Oh,
I didn't
Ghost
know how
Rider.
To get you there.
Are we even Ghost? Close?
We might be now.
You guys are still down by one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool.
They missed two there?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to the finals.
These are the semifinals.
We're out of the Sesame Street-based ones, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The four left.
And I'm giving.
You sure they didn't miss three there, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, we only missed Wonder Woman and Evel Knievel.
Yeah, and they only didn't get Wonder Woman because it was just
out of time.
Just missed it.
Okay.
Does Wonder Woman wear a cape?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think Sherlock Holmes wears a cape.
I don't think she wears a cape.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes wears that big.
Why don't you talk a little louder there, Wiggins?
Sherlock Holmes wears something like a cape.
That's an electronic device in front of you.
Like when he gets emotional, he
Look,
raises
man,
his voice.
He really does.
He's not going to let you talk anything bad about Sherlock Holmes. Mm-hmm. All right, he's going to be right there. All right, ready?
Yeah. So
this is slang for law enforcement.
Slang. For law enforcement.
This feels like a sticky subject.
That's what you're going to do? Is that's
yeah, this doesn't seem like something I could do.
Slang for law enforcement?
Like the bad boys, like the cops thing. Okay. It's the cops theme.
What?
It's the theme from Cops.
Okay, but am I going to be comfortable saying these things?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's not like
What are you guys arguing about? I can't have my headphones off. What's the hang up here?
It's nothing offensive.
Slang for cops.
Yeah, I got that.
It's nothing offensive.
But there's been a lot of delay since we've said that.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see if there are positive slang for cops.
Well, we're going to find out.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We're all on this journey together.
Okay, here we go.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Barney Fife.
Andy's partner.
Barney.
Yes. Last name.
Barney Fife.
Chips.
The motorcycle guys from the 70s.
Chips.
Feds.
What you call people who work for not the state, but the...
government? FBI?
What do you call them, though? The shortened version. Oh, no. The so-and-sos are at the door.
Cops?
Fat pass.
Heat.
Not cold, but...
Hot.
Another word for that.
Stolen.
No.
That Ouch. Was-
nope.
Wow,
that was a hard one.
Those are hard.
Harder impossible. Than I thought it would be.
Feds.
Oh, geez.
And heat.
And then thin blue line and gumshoe.
That was...
Wow.
Was this yours or stupid
This was
listener?
Sarah's. This was Sarah's.
Sarah.
Oh, don't call her stupid.
Sarah. Yeah, that was stupid.
S squared, stupid Sarah.
God, that was... We needed a good one, and that was a bad
Went
one.
Went out of her way to make us
That
a
was
game.
Hard.
I think she's a professor, too.
The professor of dumbassery.
Amen. Feds. How do you get somebody to say feds?
You can't.
That was rough.
It's impossible.
I thought you did the best you could with clues. As
I
far as
you
clues.
Did. I agree. You did.
You did well.
Those were good clues.
I was thinking G-Man. That was the next thing I was going to say.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
But
yeah, that wasn't all slang for cops.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, Chips is not slang for cops.
Is it not? I don't know. It
was a 70s television show.
Here come
but
the
I
Chips.
You called them. Yeah, I thought you called them. That's what you called the people, the guys on the motorcycle.
Well, that's the California
what was the
highway.
First one?
Whatever.
The first one was,
it was a TV show also, wasn't it?
No, Barney Fife.
Barney Fife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not
slang.
If you're,
that's not slang.
If you're trying to be mean to a cop, you might call him Barney Fife.
Yeah, here comes this Barney Fife over here.
Wow, that is a very weird category.
Yeah,
okay, I'll give you. Yeah, sorry.
That was hard.
All right.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do
what
Adam.
Did we get,
I mean,
like,
it only
three
it
or
only
two?
Cost us the
two?
Game. So.
Two. Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, there's more hard ones left.
No.
Heard that before.
Not that
All right,
one.
Let's move on. We're going to do category number 10, Adam Ant's animated acquaintances.
This is alliterative cartoon characters.
Okay.
Okay.
Ryan, you want to take off your headphones?
No.
Please.
Okay.
Alliterative cartoon characters. All right. We ready?
Yep. Fred Flintstone.
His wife is Wilma or Velma.
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, can't remember.
Daffy Duck.
Not Donald, but the other one.
Daisy Duck.
Nope, the other franchise.
Daffy Duck.
Yes.
Betty Boop.
Oh, she's got black hair, and she's got a little dress, and
Betty
she's
Boop.
Got the big eyes. Yes.
Porky Pig.
He is a farmyard animal. He is not...
Porky Pig?
Yeah. Wow.
Peppermint Patty.
The one earlier in the show, we asked if she was a lesbian. She's in Peanuts. Green
Bugs
shirt.
Bugs Bunny. No.
Peppermint Patty.
Bugs Bunny.
I want to get that.
Bugs Bunny is a lesbian?
Man, that made me hot.
Porky Pig.
Just the mention of
just
his name,
the
huh?
thought of Bugs Bunny being a lesbian.
So how many did we get?
You got four. The last one was Mighty Mouse.
Man, good job, Ryan, because the Porky Pig clue was really bad on my part. But
he's a farmyard animal.
He was like, oh, Porky Pig.
Just got a text from a friend saying that the church's chicken bit was the funniest, dumbest thing he's ever heard on the show.
That's great.
That's high praise.
That's saying
it
a
is.
Lot.
There's our next NBA award.
Mm-hmm.
You
Spot news.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Spot news.
Broke it here.
Breaking news.
Somebody was in the potty.
Someone was going to number two and it smelled like chicken.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I already got a place picked out for that award. Okay, we're playing Pyramid. And thanks to listener Professor Sarah.
It's over.
Tony and I just got boofed. So how many behind are we? A million?
Three.
Okay, that's
really?
Not too bad.
Yep.
That's
it's been neck
shocking.
And neck. It's been neck and neck the entire time.
Yeah, but when we only got two, I
but
figured the
then
game.
Then they
was
only
over.
Got four.
You saying neck and neck was really off-putting for some reason.
Is it because I was doing this thing with the fingers?
It's Whoa. Something about the way you said the CK.
Well, still though, we would have to be perfect.
Yes,
and they would only get three.
Yes.
Just to tie.
Let's give it a
which
shot.
Which is impossible.
Is it our turn?
We don't know.
It is.
I don't think
know.
You should give it a shot at all.
Yeah.
Let's just quit.
Yeah.
It's me giving, right?
Let's put the poon on the bun.
Yeah. Not a fork, but a poon.
Poon.
Poon. And Andrew went,
Can we say poon over and over? Feels like we can't.
As long as you don't say Tang.
Which you clearly did not.
Sandwich can't
not
say.
Paper, but plastic, yes. And now you put your groceries in there. Bowl.
Bowl.
Plastic bowl.
Hand me that grocery bowl.
paper or plastic today, sir? I'll take plastic, but I want bowls, not bags. Okay, very good. Thank you, sir.
Sounds good.
I'll be right
have
back.
A good day, Mr. Glover.
You know the whole thing that there's millions and millions of alternate universes?
Right.
One of them out
one
there.
Of them,
they put
the
groceries
difference.
In bowls yeah. instead of bags.
Around like this.
In yeah. one, yeah, in one dimension, they yeah. put their groceries
somewhere,
in bowls.
Somewhere there's a Dave Glover yes. show doing a show
yeah,
like
and
this.
Somebody said bags.
Someone said bags.
Bag
and
for
we're
your
like,
groceries.
What an idiot.
Yeah, who puts their groceries in bags?
He said spoon.
Everyone knows it's poon.
Working a
poon. I'm not even sure we can say spoon. All right, what's the category?
It's toddler
Jimmy
things.
Crack-corn.
Jimmy Khaki Pants Columbo.
Ooh, okay.
Toddler things.
Ooh. Toddler things.
Okay.
Okay. All here right. we go.
You ready?
Sure.
Puzzles.
They have pieces, you put them together, and it
Legos.
Makes one big picture.
Puzzles.
Yes.
Climbing.
What?
Climbing.
Going up a rope, you are...
Climbing?
Yeah.
Tantrums.
You're throwing a...
Tantrum.
Exploring.
You're looking around like Dora...
The Explorer.
And you are...
Dora, the Explorer.
Is that good
What's
enough?
The verb?
Yeah,
what's
good
the
enough.
Verb?
Tricycles.
Exploring.
Three wheels, you're riding.
Tricycle.
Mm-hmm.
Bedtime story.
You tell it to make somebody go to sleep.
A story. A bedtime story.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, if you give them that, you have to give us Wonder Woman. Because it,
no.
it was the same thing. It was the same amount of time.
It was real close.
I know, but it took a minute for you to clarify if Explorer was okay.
Okay, fine.
And
okay.
that, and we bought that.
But,
I think
but
that,
it wasn't okay. And then he did get
it was okay.
He got exploring, though.
Yeah, he got exploring. Yeah, he got it. And I was going to give it
you
to him anyway.
You said exploring, did you?
I told him to use
he
the
said
verb.
Exploring.
Oh.
So that's 26.
Okay. So we have...
So just don't get... Two.
Okay, we'll try. I don't know. It's anybody's game.
Man, you're nailing this math today, Tony.
Not
Jeez.
Anybody's game.
So we have to get three to win.
He has been dead on with
and
the score. Though.
I'm going to take off my head.
I always am because I'm overly competitive.
Longtime galaxy, etc., which is probably Star Wars related.
That is Star Wars.
Oh, come on.
Star Wars. The subcategory is just Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Wars.
Okay, again. Oh, I'm terrible at this, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You guys might take it.
Stop trying to make me feel better. Commander Poon.
Yeah.
Yes. Commander. Lightsaber.
Okay, they use it like a sword.
Lightsaber.
Chewbacca.
He's the one that can't talk. He's all hairy.
Chewie. Chewbacca.
Tatooine.
The planet that one of them's
Tatooine.
Originated. Yep.
Ewok.
The little annoying characters from the original movies.
Little Jawas?
Bears.
What's
little
that?
Bears. They're bears.
Don't give them.
Oh, Ewoks.
They're bears.
Ewoks are annoying.
Yoda. It's already over.
Yoda.
He's green and he's
Yoda.
Like this. Yeah.
You are too. That's not how Yoda talks.
Yeah, he says things like this.
That's not how Yoda talks.
I didn't give a clue until they already had won.
Was it Ewoks?
It was yes. Ewoks.
They're
Ewoks
not
and
annoying.
Yoda. And the last one. That's what I said.
They're
and the last
cute.
One's R2-D2.
R2-D2.
You got Ewoks, didn't they?
Yeah.
I just didn't. I couldn't tell.
And that's not how Yoda talks.
He talked like this.
It was already over.
It was Yoda and he talked like this.
It was over after Chewbacca.
He's like, what am I doing?
The Frito Banditos in Star Wars?
It's Yoda. Hey.
Well,
Yoda.
You know what, Sarah? Sarah, I hope you're listening. Because, you know what?
No try.
I'm going to take out my anger on my kids in Disney World.
Yeah,
and I hope
thanks,
you're
Sarah.
Okay with that.
Yeah. Did you throw a stapler at me?
Oh,
not at you.
You should
no,
see this side of the table.
It came
general.
Close
he
to
just
me.
Threw it in general.
There are things all over
yeah.
here.
And you know what? If it would have hit you, you would have had Sarah to thank for it.
That's right.
I guess so.
Yeah, I know so.
Man,
yeah.
how much are Tony's kids going to hate Sarah
yeah.
after they come?
I agree.
By the end of next week.
We're going to get back. My wife's going to be like, Sarah ruined the vacation.
Find out what university she teaches at.
She's not going to hold it against me after heat and feds.
Barney Fife.
And Barney Fife.
She's going to be like, Tony, shoes?
She's going to be like, Tony, what is your problem this week? And you're going to play her the segment. And she's going to be like, okay.
She's going to be like, I get it.
Okay,
I get it.
I understand. A gumshoe is like, isn't that like an old 20s thing or 30s thing?
That would be slang for, but that wasn't one of them, was it?
It was the last one. We didn't. It's one of the eight might have gotten
I would have probably gotten gumshoes.
Yeah. Because you watched Carmen Sandiego.
But how would you have said, how would you have described gumshoe though? Like that's, I thought that
would have taken a really long time.
Yeah, you got stuff on your stuff.
I think we could have done it. You chew it, it gets stuck on the bottom of your feet. I think we could have gotten it.
Guys, don't forget to check out the trailer for this year's DGS Halloween special from the Sally House. Go to 971talk.com/Halloween if you want to check it out.
Yeah, we're doing a real show now.
Don't try to make me feel
We hadn't talked about it at all during this show, so I just wanted to get a real quick promo out before the weekend.
I saw the trailer. I was very happy that I was in it. I thought you guys might scrub me.
We're just
everything.
Like editing you out of everything.
I love how Dave was like, was that, to Andrew, was that one of your categories or one of, and even
never
if it was,
faster.
There was no chance he was going to say
faster.
Sarah's going over, under that bus.
No, Sarah, it was Sarah. It was Ken Bone. It was somebody, not me. There, it was anybody
you,
with me.
You guys don't even know if Sarah's a real person.
I know, that's a fact.
That's really, really true.
He's like, this is that's from brilliant. Listener
The whole
Sarah.
Thing, she's a professor, is a lot of detail for a lie.
And like, backstory. He was going to say, yeah, that was my bad category.
She's a Taurus.
She teaches literature at UMSL.
No, I was going, if it wasn't her, I would have just said like Wiggins. I'd have been like, Wiggins, it was him.
Exactly.
He did it.
That's Ken Bone.
I do like the idea of us just editing Ryan out of everything. It's like the photograph in Back to the Future where he just starts fading out now that he's on the Andy Fry show.
We should just put a big emoji over his face.
Like some former cast member had to say this.
Change his voice.
Yeah.
Put the smiley cowboy hat emoji.
You could do the classic Yoda voice there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Yoda.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, dudes? It's Yoda.
Hang 10. That's what I'm always saying.
There's so many ghosts.
Why'd they put me in the basement?
Which you did, by the way. Thank you very much.
Sweet, sweet poon.
Not a fork, but a poon. And you were fast, too. It was fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.